This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome to a CU broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the PSCU 2023 member forum here in beautiful Tampa, Florida. And it is gorgeous here, Mark Steve, right? I've never been here before, so this place is, especially along the waterfront here, it's really cool.
Gorgeous, gorgeous. I saw Chuck Fagan's 120-foot yacht parked outside.
Did you?
Yeah, it was quite off-putting. But he was coming home for
that.
That was his commuter, yeah. From the office to here.
Exactly.
But it's quite poignant for me because I lived here for many years.
Oh, you did?
When we emigrated to the U.S., Tampa became our first home.
I did not know
I know.
Little known facts.
So it was kind of a homecoming for me, and it kind of, you know, I got quite emotional this morning.
Are you okay?
I'm doing all right now.
I'm
good now, thank you. Thankfully, I had some time to recover.
Good, good. Yeah, we all need that, especially when we... Little homecoming for you. So, well, welcome to the studio lounge, Mr. Mark Steve Wright from Steve Wright & Associates. How are you? I mean, I know we're just kind of starting out today.
Yeah.
And any expectations for the conference for you? I mean...
Well, it's another huge event. We always see
massive.
Each other at huge events.
I know.
GC, this
Right.
And I think this event looks bigger than last year, Mike.
Yeah. They said it's record setting,
Oh, is that right?
Yep.
And really excited today because I get to do the panel again, the CEO panel. I'm moderating just like we did last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have three terrific, all female, which is fantastic.
Fantastic, exactly.
All female cast this year for our CEO panelists. And I felt a little bit like, what's that guy on Charlie's Angels?
Bosley.
Bosley.
Yes.
I think that's my new nickname.
Right, all right. I'm going to remember that.
But I'm excited. It should be a great panel.
Yeah, no doubt. Any particular topics you guys are going to be talking about? Or?
Yeah, well, the whole theme of this event, as you know, Mike, is Inspire What's Next.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a great theme because that's really what we're all trying to find the future, right?
Got that right.
And so I'm going to kick things off by talking about the five C's of change.
Okay, all right.
It was really four C's and a T, but I had to make the T into a C.
Whoa.
And I'm going to talk about consolidation. I'm going to talk about the consumer, what I call crossing the chasm technologically, where I think that the next 5 years will be so fast, Mike, it will make the last 15 look slow.
Yeah, I remember you saying at a talk about 3 or 4 years ago, so this is going to be, right now is the slowest time we're going to experience.
Yes.
Because it's, and you think it's fast now, just wait.
Just
and
wait.
You were exactly right.
Well,
exactly
thank you. Right. Thanks for remembering that. And then competition, of course, which is just so intense these days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, what I like to think of in terms of competition and what comes from that is this conveyor belt of life that we're all on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And competitively, Mike, we're losing ground to the younger generations quite a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're going to explore that. Our CEO panelists have some great ideas.
Good.
Two of them operate student branches as a big part of what they do. So they leverage that in terms of attracting younger people.
Okay.
It's kind of fascinating.
Well, we do need, like every organization has a leadership or an executive succession plan, I think we need a member succession plan.
That's a great...
So, you know, we obviously the average age of the credit unions is between 48 and 52 or something like that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we desperately need
like
to get
that,
younger.
An MSP, a member
MSP?
Succession plan.
Yeah,
because
you can use it.
I thank you, sir. I worry that... You know, Bank of America, Chase, Wells, despite their problems, have made so much ground with young people over the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think a lot of that has to do with their digital capabilities.
Completely. Completely.
I really do. I think their combination of branch power, because, you know, the top four banks have about a quarter of all the branches in this country, which is remarkable.
Goodness.
It really
And who
is.
Said the branch is dead?
I know.
You know?
Right.
Who said?
And it's shifting a little bit. And,
yeah.
And on
it's
that,
evolving, yeah.
Well, on that very point, Mike, part of sort of crossing the chasm, that one of the five C's, I think we're on the cusp now of having to humanize the digital experience. You know, we've spent years trying to digitalize the human experience,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you're right. Now we're trying to go back the other
now
way.
Now we have to flip it. And with the advent of ChatGPT and all the other technology tools we're going to have, it's going to be a remarkable period of time. And, you know, something I said, I think it was at a CUNA meeting, so probably not too tactful on my part, Mike, recently, was that I felt that by the year 2040, which might seem like a long way off, but you know, we were talking about 2020.
Exactly. Yeah. Know it.
Yeah. By the time we get to 2040, I think the number of credit unions will match the year.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, right? That's a great point.
I really do. I think if you look at the trajectory, maybe even before that.
Scary thought.
Yeah, and is it a scary thought, or is it part of almost the maturation of the credit union system?
Okay.
And I think one of the things we've learned from consolidation, you know as well as anyone, is that the movement has gotten stronger despite the loss of thousands of credit unions.
Right.
But I still have this unshakable belief that this is a great time to be a credit union.
Oh, completely.
Right?
I mean, the opportunity is like right there. It's like low-hanging fruit. It's right there.
Absolutely
so
right.
Grab it.
And we're right on the cusp also of the whole Silicon Valley Bank debacle.
Mm-hmm.
And so the volume has gone up on trust in our industry.
Yes, it has.
And I think some credit union leaders, many credit union leaders across our system, have done a great job of reinforcing the credit union message.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think some of our panelists will do that today.
I was just about to ask you, are you going to bring that up? Because I would love to hear some of their responses.
Exactly.
On that. I would love to hear what they're doing.
So Kelly, Tansley, and Christine today, our three CEOs, will all major on trust as part of their kind of remarks.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, why the credit union cooperative philosophy is still so alive, relevant, and doing well.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, so it should be fascinating.
I think it rings true to the younger generations, you know, because you've seen studies, I've seen studies that the younger generations are looking to do business with organizations that have a deeper meaning, that have a mission-based type of foundation.
Yeah.
So, and that's obviously a credit union. So
I think that's so true, Mike. And if we, you know, we're at the PSCU event, and so it's a great example of a key provider to the credit union system. And there's such a reliance now on those providers to provide the relevant solutions that younger people, well, all members, need and want. And I think what we're seeing is innovation really distinguishes the leaders from the followers.
No doubt.
And it always has done, in my opinion.
You're right.
But especially now.
Mm-hmm.
And for what it's worth, I think Chuck and the team at PSCU have done an incredible job. If you think back, you know, on Chuck's tenure, there have been quite some remarkable things.
Yep.
Lumen, Juniper, I mean, they've continued to push the envelope on innovation, which is pretty cool.
And we need it.
And we need it.
We need it, big time. We need to keep pushing.
Yeah.
Pushing that envelope.
Well,
for sure.
Sir.
All right, sir, anything else to add here? I mean, I could talk to you for hours, Mark.
I could
always
do the
a pleasure.
Same with you. So, great to see you as
well. Well, thank you. Likewise, sir. And so my last question is, anything else to add, sir? Any final thoughts here before you take the stage?
No,
so to speak?
I just think we have to keep fighting the good fight out there. We have to keep pushing the credit union message, as you say. But then we have to back it up, Mike. We've got to back it up with delivery channels and great people.
Mm-hmm.
For me, perhaps a closing thought, people always make the difference.
Yes, agreed.
Even in this high-tech world.
Yep.
And so let's do what we can to harness the talent we have.
Indeed. Well said, sir. All right. On that note, I'm going to let you get
yes.
to wherever you need to go
exactly.
to prepare for your big on-stage presence this morning, actually.
This
oh, my
morning,
gosh.
I
what
know.
Am I talking about?
Yeah, you'll make me miss it if I listen to you.
I know, exactly.
This
Where's
morning.
Mark?
Where is
oh,
he?
He's out there taking a nap.
He's with
somewhere.
Mike.
That's right. Still with Mike. All right, Mark. Well, thank you so much,
thanks,
as always,
Mike.
Sir. Appreciate the time, as always. Mark Sievright, everybody. Sievright & Associates and SRM.
An SRM company.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
All right, sir.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.